Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Russia blasted an apartment block in Ukraine with the missiles on Wednesday and swarmed cities with drone attacks overnight. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A display of force as President Vladimir Putin bid farewell to his visiting dear friend and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Security camera footage captured the moment a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia. Flames explode from the blast, followed by plumes of smoke as pedestrians flee in terror. The bombardment came as Xi wrapped up his visit to Moscow. Hosting Xi this week was Putin's grandest diplomatic gesture since he launched the war a year ago and became a pariah in the West. The two men referred to each other as dear friend, promised economic cooperation, condemned the West, and described relations as the best they have ever been.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the Eastern Front Line on Wednesday, meeting with troops and giving awards to servicemen. Zelensky said in an evening video address that it was a personal honor to support the troops defending Ukraine in the toughest frontline conditions. He added that it is painful to look at the cities in the Donetsk region to which Russia has brought such terrible suffering. Ukrainian forces have held out for about 8 months in Bakhmut, despite taking heavy casualties in one of the bloodiest battles since Russia's full-scale invasion 13 months ago. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have offered best wishes to Muslims around the world at the start of the holy month of Ramadan. In a statement issued Wednesday, the President and First Lady reaffirmed America's support to Muslim communities suffering hardships and devastation, including Turkey, Syria, and Pakistan, which have been hit by deadly earthquakes and massive flooding during the last year. Their statement also said the U.S. and its partners stand in solidarity with Muslims.